Six Nations elected council have voted in favor of endorsing the Niagara Peninsula Aspiring Global Geopark as it seeks recognition as a United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural organization global geopark. Phil Davis, volunteer member of the board of directors for the Geopark, talked about some of the benefits that the Geopark will be able to provide to the Six Nations community.
The potentials that we foresee with partnering with Six Nations in the future, the whole part of the Geopark is to raise economic opportunity through tourism. So as we progress forward, we're still very much in the groundbreaking state with the project. We don't have designation. We're creating partnerships with a lot of potential partners in and around Niagara. And of course, we've been promoting our presence as Haudenosaunee people going back, as far as the archaeological information goes, 13,000 years. So using the geographical and human habitation history of Niagara to tell the story. Niagara region is the area which we are wanting to get designated as the geopark. It's not one said small park, it's a whole region. So using all of that, everything that's happened since the Ice Age, since it retreated, how the land was formed, when the human habitation started, and telling stories from there, from our part, from any other indigenous peoples that were in the area and have occupied the area at some time. So using all of that to our advantage to promote tourism, and of course to raise our bar of awareness, which is also going to raise our political issues as well on a worldwide basis.
Davis says with the project still in the groundbreaking phase, the activities that will be provided for visitors are still being discussed, but he said the group is focused on using existing trails in the Niagara region to showcase the history of Indigenous people from the area, both past and present.
But I believe our activities that we like to see, well, we have a meeting coming up and we're going to start talking about the trail systems that exist that we know of, working with Brock University. Of course, we have multiple, we have a geographer, we have a couple geologists, we have a couple professors with tourism. And so we're using that knowledge and that partnership to help promote, and through archaeological record, and of course, starting research projects, moving down further to create our stories and tell our story of that.
Davis says that currently the Geopark is looking for support from Six Nations elected council in the form of a memorandum of understanding to further legitimize the group's application to be recognized by UNESCO and to show working relationships with businesses and organizations relevant to the area.
So our whole goal is to create the relationship so that we can move forward and an MOU recognizing the project and recognizing that we're going to start a relationship so that we can start researching how this is going to work the best for us. A lot of our work that we're doing now, of course, is tied to filling out the application involved with applying for designation from UNESCO. So creating partnerships, working groups, and all that stuff.
Davis was questioned what kind of role Six Nations would play in the Geopark. He believes Six Nations would be involved in decision-making surrounding the park and what is featured.
With UNESCO, yes, there's always been exclusion to include Indigenous peoples. That's why I was the third person involved with the project when we started, through my friend Darren Plakanitz, who started the whole project in Niagara. And of course, there's learning curves that had to be done and are still being done. But there's always talks of, okay, how do we keep including Haudenosaunee peoples or any Indigenous peoples that are part of this? So yes, I definitely see us as Haudenosaunee and Six Nations being one of the biggest players involved with the park.
Councillor Sherry Lynn Hill expressed that she hopes Six Nations will be featured within the park to properly recognize the history of its people within the geopark.
I think it's a great opportunity, but I think if Six Nations supports this, I would like to see signage for sure everywhere that we can to make sure that people know where we did come from, where we come from, but also we're still here, and to know the history, the proper history, because I think this is a gateway or a start to really start getting it out there more than that it is right now.
Land researcher Philip Montour agreed with Councillor Hill's statements and said it's important that if Six Nations is involved with the park, that it has the ability to be involved in decision-making and for its voice to be heard.
Our presence has to be re-educated into this entire system. You know, certain things have happened, the 1812 memorial, that's all positive. But the Niagara region, you know, the wars of 1812 all throughout this area, I know the Six Nations CAP team earlier had tried to enforce our increase of the tree canopy throughout the Niagara region, and we still want to work on that. This fits right into that. Mm-hmm. As well, somehow we've got to counter what Ontario was doing for their developments in wetlands, and they're just pushing ahead. So any allies, to my view, any allies we can find along the way, we should pursue it. So those are my comments. It's all environmental initiative. So, I mean, it's pretty hard to say no to this. If we can, if our voice is properly heard and we do have a decision-making, that's the biggest thing, is that we're on this with decision-making authority, not just tokenism, because that's the way the Niagara Escarpment Biosphere Network was originally set up. So we've bullied our way into being in control of that now. So that's, to me, it's all a positive step, and that's a good initiative you're doing, I'd say.
Six Nations elected council made the decision during the March 27th political liaison meeting to endorse the Niagara Peninsula Aspiring Global Geopark, as it looks to be recognized as a United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural organization global geopark.